It struck me as I was writing this that I've been a parent for almost 20 years now. I feel like if I did almost anything else in my life for 20 years, I'd feel like I was an expert. But parenting is a little bit different. I don't feel like an expert. In fact, the longer I parent, and with each additional child we've added, there are fewer certainties in my parenting rule book. When I look back at my 20-something-year-old self, when I was pregnant with my first child, I have to roll my eyes a little bit. I really thought I had it all figured out when it came to parenting. I had read all the books. I was well-versed on attachment parenting and child development. My kids were going to grow up bilingual, musically accomplished, academically gifted, because I was going to do everything right. Well, my introduction to parenting was a bit of a shock. My oldest daughter, Kaya, was born with an unforeseen and life-threatening birth defect. Needless to say, all my best-laid plans went out the window. Instead, we found ourselves spending months and then years in hospitals, transplant clinics. It was a hard time for all of us. But looking back, what strikes me most is the way that Kaya dealt with her situation, with grace and acceptance, while I and the other adults around her struggled and resisted every step of the way. When my second child, Roxy, was born, healthy 4 years later, I was again determined that this child would have the perfect childhood. I was fanatical about every aspect of her life, from what she ate, where she slept, what she wore. I was so worried about getting everything right that I drove myself nuts. At the time, I would have said I was being intentional with my parenting. Looking back, I would say I was confusing intention with control. When my son Luca was born, and then a few years later, my youngest daughter Audrey, I was in for even more learning experiences. Luca is brilliant and creative, and yet struggles daily with focus and attention. I have to constantly balance my desire to push him to meet his full potential, whatever that means, versus just letting him be the great kid that he is. And Audrey, being the fourth child, entered our lives at such a busy time that I pretty much let her be herself from day one. And at 6 years old, she has turned out to be one of the most independent, happy, and resourceful people that I know. So, looking back, I realize what I have learned about parenting over the years, I did not learn from a book. I learned it from my kids. I have learned that I have a lot less control over things than I originally thought. I can't pick my children's interests, determine their personalities, or fight their battles. My children are not my children. They belong to their own futures. And it has been through the letting go of expectations and through the wholehearted acceptance of my children, exactly as they are, that I have found my greatest joy as a parent.